This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. We've learned some details from Cessna aircraft and BRS parachutes about a Cessna Skycatcher prototype lost last Thursday near Douglas, Kansas. Last Thursday afternoon's crash came during what was described by Cessna as an extensive evaluation of the aircraft's spin matrix, in particular during, quote, full-power, cross-controlled spins, unquote. Cessna says the aircraft's BRS chute was actuated, explaining the pops and sparks reported by witnesses, but the chute did not deploy. The test pilot bailed out of the aircraft, landed about a quarter mile away from the plane's impact point, and survived with minor injuries. There's still no word on whether the accident will affect the delivery timetable. The Skycatcher is scheduled to be in production next year. NASA conceded yesterday that delays related to Hurricane Ike will push back the next mission of the shuttle Atlantis by 4 days. AFP News reports the agency's first launch opportunity for the repair and upgrade mission to the Hubble Space Telescope is now set for 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time, October 14th. Ike struck the Gulf Coast of Texas September 13th and forced the Johnson Space Center in Houston to close. NASA said, quote, "While vehicle processing at Kennedy continues on schedule, the lost week of training and mission preparation due to the impact of the storm led to the decision to slip the dates," unquote. Hey, if anyone at NASA is hearing me right now, don't let Michael Griffin read Dave Gibson's latest comments in the American Chronicle. It would ruin Michael's day. Gibson's premise is that the race to the moon was part of the Cold War, and it's over. Mission accomplished. He says the average American is seeing no real benefit from the space program anymore. Quote, "Amid crushing federal debt due to the Iraq War, a Congress seemingly bent on bankrupting the nation, and now what will prove to be the costliest corporate welfare bill in U.S. history, we now must consider cutting out luxuries such as the space program," unquote. But he also misses an important point. Underneath all the rhetoric about using space only for peaceful purposes, we are, at the very least, facing a need to be there for defense capabilities. Anyone who believes we could abandon space without compromising national security, well, has been reading too many Chinese press releases. The battle over general aviation user fees to fund the FAA is far from over, unless you're Phil Boyer. Congress finally sent a bill to President Bush Tuesday which would provide a temporary extension of the funding status quo through March 31st of next year. Boyer observed, quote, "That means we can declare victory in the battle against user fees, at least in 2008, unquote. Phil retires in December after 18 years heading AOPA, so he won't have to resume that fight next year. For Ed Bolin, however, no such rest is in store. The president of the National Business Aviation Association has urged Congress to use the time provided by the extension to complete work on FAA reauthorization as soon as possible. Quote, "We think it's important for Congress to send to the president a completed reauthorization package that provides long-term stability and builds on the work already being done to modernize America's aviation system," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out the complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Those sleepy Go Airlines pilots have their flight privileges back, but not their jobs. NTSB finds a clue as to what brought down a Cessna 210 in San Francisco Bay. And DOT picks Evergreen Airlines to fly a new freight route to China. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guests are pilot John Werenberg and animal rescue volunteer Debbie Boyes, who've created a website to help willing pilots offer transportation for use in relocating thousands of pets scheduled to be euthanized to loving adoptive homes. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.